The Dolly McCarthy Show is sponsored by First Command Financial Services, reducing debt, building savings, protecting your future, pursuing your goals. These things are important to most of us, and they're important to the hundreds of thousands First Command has served since 1958. FirstCommand.com. DuPage Credit Union, for more than 50 years, DuPage Credit Union has been committed to member success. They look forward to serving your financial interests. DuPage Credit Union can be reached at 630-428-3440 or check out DuPageCU.com. Innovative Orthodontic Centers, enhancing smiles for life. Check them out at www.orthocenters.org or 630-848-6960. NapervilleAlarm.com is pleased to be the official alarm company and sponsor of the Dolly McCarthy Show, serving Naperville and the surrounding communities and families and businesses for over 13 years, providing security, fire protection, CCTV, and more, including smartphone technology. Let NapervilleAlarm.com customize the security system to suit your needs. System monitoring starting at $19 per month, and the Dolly McCarthy Show listeners will receive 20% off installation. Visit NapervilleAlarm.com/Dolly Promo to receive your discount, or you can call them at 630-885-7055. That's NaprivilleAlarm.com. Bocconi's, locations in North and South Naperville. It's the kind of food your mama wanted you to eat. They're a small business that's family-owned and operated. And if you have never been to Bocconi's or never tried their food before, you're in for a treat. Come visit Bocconi's North for a comfortable dining experience or do a takeout at Bocconi's South. That's www.bocconis.com. The phone number to call is 630-717-9530. That's their north location. And on the south side of town in Naperville, it's 630-369-4922. The Dolly McCarthy Show is also sponsored by Arthur Murray Dance in Naperville. And now in Oakbrook, they didn't invent dancing, just the best way to teach it. Call today for a free dance class at 630-355-6240. Or check out their website at arthurmurraynaperville.com. Naper Settlement, where history comes to play. They are also proud sponsors of the Dolly McCarthy Show. Check out napersettlement.org. Divine Beauty Luxe Spa, Spray Tanning and Light Therapy. They are the sunless tanning professionals with answers to all of your sunless questions. Check out divinebeautyluxespa.com or check out Body Bronze Naperville. That's their Facebook page. They are just on the border of Naperville and Aurora. Call 630-585-7122 for your appointment. The Dolly McCarthy Show is also sponsored by Sullivan's Steakhouse. Sullivan's offers guests a unique Naperville steakhouse experience with delectable food, fun cocktails, and swinging live music, enticing our guests to untie, unwind, and uncork. That's sullivanssteak.com. All Service Limousine, where service is their middle name. Book your next ride at www.877getlimo.com. That's All Service Limousine. Ask for Mario. The Strahl Team, REMAX of Naperville, serving the western suburbs for over 18 years. Lifelong area residents, contact Brian and Chris Strahl at thestrahlteam.com or call them at 630-222-1131. That's 630-222-1131 if you're buying, selling, or looking to rent a home. The Dolly McCarthy Show is also sponsored by the Naperville Park District. They provide recreation and park experiences that enrich the quality of life for our community. That's NapervilleParks.org or give them a call and check out their classes online or give them a call to sign up at 630-848-5000. And finally, the Naperville Trolley and Tours. Four beautiful trolleys for weddings, bar hops, birthday parties, light tours, bat and bar mitzvahs, and much more. It's always more fun on the Naperville trolley. Ding, ding.
Wow! I feel good. I knew if I wouldn't. I feel good. I knew that I wouldn't. So good. So good. I got to hear. Nice. The sugar is fine. I feel nice. The sugar is fine. So nice.
I feel nice. A sugar is fine. So nice, so nice. I got you. When I hold you in my arms, I know that I can't do no wrong. It's the Dolly McCarthy Show.
I love my aunt Dolly.
And I love you too, Jakey. Hey, good morning, everybody. And welcome to the Dolly McCarthy Show on Internet Radio and on 89.9 FM in Chicago, WCKG, and Slam Internet Radio. This is the Dolly McCarthy Show, the good show that I like to call it, that airs every Thursday morning from 9:30 until 10:30. You can hear it live at that time. It also rebroadcasts at different times during the week at various stations, and I am your host, Dolly McCarthy. Thanks for tuning into the good show, where every week I bring you good topics to discuss, good news, good guests, and at least one good laugh. And we do have lots of good guests on the show today, and we'll get to all of them soon. But first, this is the Dolly McCarthy Show, the good show that I like to call it, on Internet Radio and 89.9 FM in Chicago. I just got back from Lake Geneva. Many of you know I love Lake Geneva. That's kind of, we all have happy places. That's my happy place. And for those of you that have ever owned a cottage or a cabin or even rented one, if you do it every year, you know what I'm talking about. You get to this happy place and you kind of do, we kind of did the same thing we always did. We always do, I should say. We get up there. It's our routine. We unload. We unpack. Stock the fridge with lots of good food and beverages. And then we head over to the little general store. We pick up our pies. You know, I'm not a huge pie eater. But when you go up to Lake Geneva, they have the Lake Geneva Pie Company. And their pies are amazing. So whether I eat it or not, I do have to buy a pie because you have to support the local businesses, right? And you have to support something that's good. And like I said, I'm not a huge pie eater, but when I go up there, I like to get those Lake Geneva Pie Company pies. And I will say this, they are amazing. Those crusts are amazing on those pies. Then you got to jump off the pier. You got to play carpet ball. What's carpet ball, you might ask me? It's kind of how can I describe this? You really should Google this. It's a very unique game. You play it with pool balls, and the idea is you're on one end of the table, the one opponent's on one end, the other one's on the other, and you take, excuse me, and you're kind of throwing down pool balls, you know, when you play pool, it's those balls, and you throw them down to the other end, and you're trying to knock off the other, your opponent's balls. Does that make sense? Is that so funny or what? All right, forget it. I'm not going to describe that game. Forget it. Just forget it. Now the phones are, lines are lighting up now. I could just, okay, never mind. Just hang up. We're not going to talk about that. What else did we do? We just, we clean up. We sit around. We go out for ice cream about 40 times. Oh, yeah, and this time we were on the hunt for fireworks kind of early in the season. The tents around, at least in the southern part of Wisconsin, Lake Geneva area, there weren't any firework tents up yet. I was surprised. You would think that the fireworks would be for sale by now. But we had a hard time finding them. I really should say we didn't find any tents, but we did get very lucky at Walmart. I had called ahead of time to this Walmart in Delavan, and this little lady answers the phone. I don't know if she was little. She sounded like a cute, sweet little old lady. And she said, oh, we have no fireworks here, but we do have sparklers. So we decided to go up there anyway. We get there, and there are like three or four different huge displays of fireworks in the Walmart. So it's a good thing we called ahead, right? Yeah. So we stocked up, and we had a fun fireworks show, a little one, not too big, but a little one in the evening. So it was a great time. Love going up to Lake Geneva. Love walking along the water. Maybe it's the Pisces in me, but I just feel so much peace there, you know. But I did do something new, speaking of all the stuff that we always do, I mean, which is great, and I love to do it, but something new that I did, you'd be proud of me, got out of my comfort zone, and I went, so something very new for me, and I went on probably the coldest afternoon. The sun was out when we rented it, but by the time we got to the middle of the lake, it was cloudy and chilly. And then, of course, the waves, because of that, the wind picking up, the waves got bigger, and then all of a sudden all these boats are coming in around us, and so the waves were incredible. So we were getting soaked. It kind of freaked me out a little when I first started. And then I took over as not just the passenger. I was the passenger at first, and that kind of freaked me out because you're basically flying. If you're not holding on tight, you can really fly off that thing. So I switched places, and I became the driver, and that was more manageable. So if you've never tried jet skiing before, make sure you are the driver. Otherwise, you run the risk of flying off that thing. So that was really thrilling and fun, but I would recommend it on a day when the water is calm and sunny. But I always do things to the extreme, just like when I went snowmobiling this winter, and it was 39 below. Oh, yeah, 39 below, and I'm snowmobiling up in the North Woods. But it was a great time. I love to do things to the extreme. Anyway, we got back last night, and, of course, all of my weeds around the house are out of control, and they're blocking the view of my peonies, my beautiful peonies. But my girlfriend Lisa says to me, you know, those aren't weeds, Dolly. That's rhubarb. Okay, that's how I'm going to look at all the weeds in my backyard right now that are, I'm not kidding you, there's one that is about 4 feet high. These weeds, they grow in 3 days. It's unbelievable. They grow that high in like 3 days. How does that happen? And then I'm looking over at my daisies, and they're still about 6 inches. Still waiting for those things to sprout up. But anyway, the weeds are just out of control. But I love how Lisa said, you know what? That's not a weed. That's rhubarb. That's how I'm going to look at all the weeds in my backyard. Positive thinking. Makes me feel better thinking that I have a garden of rhubarb rather than weeds. All right, whatever gets you through the day. That's what I say. Just all in the way you look at things. Put on those rose-colored glasses, and you know what? Life is not too bad. Just keep those rose-colored glasses on. Did I tell you?
It's the Dolly McCarthy Show.
Yeah, we did say that. We already said that. It is the Dolly McCarthy Show. And we have some good guests coming on the show today. We have country singer, songwriter, John Party coming on the show today. He's supposed to be calling in. He's on the road. He's supposed to be calling me in any moment now. But I think he might be on the road still. So you know what? I'm going to go to to Donna DeFalco with Napier Settlement. We got some things to talk about with Napier Settlement while we're waiting for John Party to call into the show. Hey there, Donna. How are you?
Hi, Dolly. Just great. It's a beautiful day at Napier Settlement.
It is. I mean, I'm not there, but I can tell. I'm looking out my back window, and the sun is shining, and my rhubarb is growing like crazy in the backyard. Were you listening earlier? It's really all my weeds. I got to get out there. So speaking of weeds, there aren't any weeds really at Napier Settlement. Your grounds are just beautiful there. I don't know how you guys do it, but whoever takes care of the grounds there, it's just a paradise. Beautiful.
Oh, thank you so much. We have great volunteers like the Crest Creek Garden Club who take care of our Pawpaw Post Office Gardens. And so they were planting, and the flowers and the vegetables are just beautiful.
Oh, the vegetables, awesome. You got vegetables going on over there too, huh? Well,
oh, definitely.
You're calling in because I wanted you to update everybody on all the great things happening at Napier Settlement. I guess we'll start with Napier Nights. That's coming up with one of my favorite singers, Michael McDermott, and he's going to be with the Duke Street Kings. Let's start with Napier Nights.
Well, that's coming up next weekend. Can you believe it? June 20th and 21st. And the first weekend, we're going to be featuring 6 decades of rock music from the 1960s through today. And on Friday, Deacon Blues will play a tribute to Steely Dan, and then Michael McDermott and the Duke Street Kings will be channeling the spirit of Bruce Springsteen. And if you remember last year, he did an acoustic Thunder Road. It was amazing. And then on Saturday, our opening act is Fortunate Sons, who play the music of Creedence Clearwater Revival. And they're followed by Mike and Joe, who will play the greatest pop and rock hits from the 90s to today. And they have a huge following, so it's going to be a really fun concert.
Oh, that's awesome. And the weather is going to be fantastic. So how do people get tickets for that?
Well, you can get them online at napernights.org. And new this year is we have the Infinity of Naperville Children's Activity Area. And this first weekend is featuring Pino's Palette. And they're going to be providing all materials for an 8x8 canvas to paint and take home, which is really going to be fun for the kids. So they'll have something to remember their visit to Naper Settlement. And then our food is from Hugo's Frog Bar and Fish House. So Anthony and Deanna and the Hugo's team will be there, so it'll be fabulous. And then our beverage sponsors are Two Brothers Brewing Company and Wente Vineyards.
Oh, wow. You got a lot going on over there, lots of exciting things at the settlement for sure this month. And then
there is.
Do you have some camps going on too?
We do.
For the kids to take
camp,
part of?
Well, camp starts on Monday, but it goes on throughout the summer. So starting on June 16th, we have the sampling of summer fun, but we have camps going on all summer, so parents can sign up throughout the summer. Just give us a call and to see which camps are available. But one parent of a camper wrote, "Well done. Happy campers equal happy parents." And isn't that the truth?
That is for sure. That is definitely for sure. Hey, I got to do a shout out to my daughters. They're away on a mission trip, not a camp, but a mission trip in Oklahoma, working for Habitat for Humanity. They said they would be listening into the show today. So while we were talking about campers, I got to quick do that shout out, Donna. Thank you for that. Okay, so it is true. I heard my girls are happy, so I'm happy today. And the same thing goes with the camps. When the kids are happy, the parents are happy, and you can always. We always have a happy time when we're at the settlement. It's such a great place to be. If you're listening
Thank
to the
you.
Show, if you're just, you know, you've never heard of Naper Settlement, it is this beautiful, how many acres is it?
Donna? We're 12 acres.
12 acres, something like that?
And
yes.
There's 30 historic buildings and homes and businesses on site.
So lots of learning and interactive opportunities for all ages to come to the settlement and enjoy for sure. And on Sundays, this is something that my kids and I love to do. You have the ice cream Sundays on Sundays.
That's true. Starting this Sunday on Father's Day, we have the Settlement Sundays. So it's a free do-it-yourself ice cream Sunday, and it's included with admission. And Naperville residents receive free general admission from now for the next 5 years. So we welcome them to come on Sundays and enjoy a free Sunday and also enjoy free admission. We'll have family-friendly activities. Oh, and this Sunday, we're also going to have the Joseph Naper Pumper, the first piece of firefighting equipment that Naperville purchased. So we'll be doing demonstrations with that, and that's always a lot of fun.
Oh, that is awesome. I love that. Especially little boys, they love fire trucks. This is something they could probably climb on. Can you climb on that Joe Naper pumper? Climb
well,
on there.
They can help. They can help pump it.
Oh,
with
wow.
Because it was hand operated. And so that's how they were able to get the water to put out the fires, was through the hand pumping mechanism.
Oh my God, that's awesome. That'll be a blast for the kids, for sure. And that's this Sunday.
And
they get their ice cream?
Yes,
get
they can get their ice cream.
Help out pumping Joe Naper. Anything
Absolutely.
Else going on, Donna?
Well, speaking of happy birthday, Martin Mitchell Mansion, on Sunday, June 29th. It's the 130th birthday of Martin Mitchell Mansion. And, you know, she's looking pretty good for a grand Victorian lady. And,
wow. 130 years old that building is? No way.
Mm-hmm. Oh, yeah.
I just can't believe it. It's in such good condition.
It really is. Curatorial team and our staff here take just great care of the buildings. But we're going to have a special celebration that day, and we'll have mini cupcakes and, of course, with ice cream because it's a settlement Sunday. People can take tours of the mansion and play games. But we're also having a special Pass the Plate journey. We have a commemorative plate that was designed by our very own designer, Cherie Tompkins, and it features a beautiful photo of the mansion. But we're encouraging members of the community to bake cookies or brownies or anything special and put it on the plate and then share with us on Facebook and Twitter and then on our website all the special celebrations that they have using this plate. So it's going to be really fun to see where it goes throughout the year.
Oh, that is really neat. That would be really cool. And those are going to go in families' hands or
yes.
places around. Okay. Awesome. That's really a neat idea.
Yes, so if you were going to bake some rhubarb pie, Dolly, or maybe some rhubarb squares and put it on the plate and take a picture of it and share it on Facebook, that would be great.
Hey, that's a great idea. I love that. You know, I love to make, I'm not a huge pie person, I was mentioning, but I do like to make an apple pie every now and then. So maybe I will just put that on there. Maybe I could bribe the judges at the last link for that apple pie contest if I have the nice paper settlement plate.
Well, you can bake for the hometown picnic on August 9th, too, because we're going to be having the apple pie contest.
Oh, now tell us about that, the hometown picnic. Tell us more about that. Is that something new at the settlement this year?
We've had it for the last couple of years, and the hometown picnic will be held on August 9th, and it's from noon to 4 o'clock, and it features the games like we had a hula hoop contest and, of course, the apple pie baking competition and all the family-friendly activities that we offer.
Awesome. That sounds really fun. And you also have, there's a couple more things. This weekend you have Under the Stars and Stripes Camp Out. We mentioned that on our social media. Tell us about
that.
Is it too late for families to sign up for this camp out?
Right. It is too late. The deadline was yesterday, but, you know, keep us in mind for next year because it's a night at the museum.
Okay. And then finally, let's wrap it up with unless you have something else, but I know there's a Chicago Cubs game bus trip you're having on July 11th.
That's right. Well, go Cubs, go. And just leave the driving to us because you know how challenging it is to find parking around Wrigley Field. So we're inviting everyone to come with us to celebrate the 100th anniversary of Wrigley Field, and we have seats in the shade. That's the most important thing is to have nice, comfortable seats in the shade. And we'll be there in time for batting practice, and they're going to be giving out a special souvenir that day, too.
Mm-hmm. All right. That sounds like a great time. You know, any day at Wrigley Field is a great day in my book. And then let's wrap it up, Donna, with a mention about how you can walk through the settlement. There's walking tours. There's public programs. And then, of course, there are those History Speaks lecture series. If you've never been to any of those, Donna, tell us a little bit about those lecture series.
Okay. Well, we do have the Walking Wednesday Club, which is every Wednesday from 8 to 9 a.m., and it's free. Just walk in, literally, and sign up, and then you can walk around our grounds, and it goes from 8 to 9. But the History Speaks lecture series brings history to life, and it begins in September, and our first presentation is going to feature Lee Murdoch, and he's going to be talking about the Civil War from a Midwesterner's perspective. And Lee Murdoch is a very well-known singer and songwriter from the area, so it'll be very exciting to see and to hear what his perspective is on the Civil War.
Oh, yeah, that sounds really interesting. Wow. Always good things happening at Naples Settlement. Donna, great things. Thanks for all that you guys do over there to keep us entertained year-round. We just love the settlement. And if you'd like more information on any of these events or special things or picnics and concerts, all this stuff going on at the settlement. You can check out their website at naperssettlement.com. Thank you again, Donna, for being on the show and filling us in. Come back again, okay? Check in next month.
Thank you, Dolly, for all your support. Have a great day.
You too. Bye-bye.
It's the Dolly McCarthy Show.
Well, looks like John Party is on the road somewhere, and maybe he dozed off. Maybe he forgot to call, or maybe he can't get through. I hope that's not the case. Well, we're waiting for John Party to call in. We're going to jump ahead. Normally, we check in with Michelle Lynn Gust, who is the contributor to our Good Inspiration segment. We check in with her at the end of the show, but you know what? Surprise, surprise. We're throwing everybody off a little bit today. We're having Michelle right now to give us some inspiration. And, you know, one thing I was a little surprised to hear is that Michelle, not only does she inspire us every day, I see her Facebook posts and check out her website, inspiredbymichelle.com, but she has a dog and she's written a book about dogs. So let's get the specifics from Michelle right now. Hey, Michelle, are you there?
Hi, Dolly. How are you?
I'm good. How are you doing?
I'm good. And you know what? I don't just have one. I have four dogs.
You have four dogs? I thought you had two, actually.
Yeah, no, I have. Well, I had two.
Wow.
I had
four
two.
Dogs. Wow.
The reason you thought I had two, because when I lived in Naperville, I had two, because I had left two behind with my ex-husband. And when I came back to Albuquerque, he moved out of the country, and I took the other. He gave me basically the two back. So I have four in my house.
Oh, my goodness. How are the four of them doing together? Do they get along?
They do, and I think they're actually much happier now that they're together again. I think it was a little more difficult for them to be separated, and it's been good. They can be vicious at times. But it's no different than probably your children. You have five, so I'm sure they don't get along all the time.
They never get vicious. They never fight. No.
No, never. Never, ever. And, well, what happened is I ended up writing a book about, it's a memoir, and it's about how I went from one dog to four, and I was not a dog person. The joke in my family growing up was that I, you know, it was like, is Michelle ever going to touch the dog? And we ended up sort of, when I was married, getting a dog. It just happened one day. Somebody had a dog and said, hey, maybe you guys should take the dog. And we took him overnight, and the next day we kept him. And then by the end of the year, we ended up with the second dog. And the next year, we got dog number three. And the year after that, we got dog number four. And in the process of that, my then-husband had a head injury. And what I began to think about, there's sort of two directions on this. I was working at my PhD in family studies, and I realized, because I was working with people in loss, and I realized that there are many ways that people use a dog, and that a dog can help them. And I thought about so many times I'd come home from a meeting, be exhausted, and Chuck would be so excited to see me. But what I also realized was that after I got the fourth dog was that I decided my mom needed a dog. And so we had picked out a dog. Her name was Ginger, and this was in the end of 2005. I'm sorry, it was the end of 2007, and we picked out, actually it's 2006, you think I'd get the years right by now, and we picked out a dog for her, and we surprised her at Christmas time when I flew back, and I didn't have the dog. Ginger was at my house, and so we had somebody who's going to fly into Chicago from Albuquerque in January, and she's going to bring Ginger. But what happened is my father died just on New Year's Day, and I would never run out and get my mom a dog, but it was one of those things that really fell together. And she had this companionship. And so what I did was I wrote my dissertation and interviewed people about how they use dogs to help them cope with loss. And what came out of it is that dogs give us, and I'm talking about dogs specifically, but you could attribute this to any animal, is that they give us something extra that we don't, while we may have really good people supports, they give us something extra that we may not get from people. And there's so many ways that dogs inspire us. On bad days, we have to take care of them. We may not want to get out of bed, but, you know, we can't stay in bed. They need us. But they also make us laugh. Many people talk about the antics. And, you know, you see the photos on social media on Facebook and everything. People are always, I'm guilty of it. I don't have kids. So I post pictures of my dogs. And so there are many ways that, many things that animals do for us, and they can inspire us. And just knowing that the animal's there for us, excited to see us, it doesn't matter how bad our day's been or the fact that, that they're just there for us. And so it's just it's an amazing thing that we don't realize how much they do for us often. And I mean, you've got a dog as well.
Oh. Well,
and you
I
have
just
a dog as well.
Yes, I do. I have a little Rudy, but I've always had a dog in my entire life. There's always been some dog in my life. And I can't imagine not having one around.
It gives
part
something
of the family.
Extra.
Mm-hmm.
Right.
Mm-hmm.
It gives something.
Absolutely.
And I think what we see a lot for kids is that sometimes the dog is what they confide in, or a cat. That's who they confide in. And we all need that. And it doesn't always mean we need someone or something to talk back. Sometimes we just need something to be there for us. And it's a living thing that loves us. We see it unconditionally, although the dog can't, the animal can't speak to us, so we don't know what they're feeling. But what we get is just really important. And again, it's about inspiring. They're inspiring us, and it's just one more thing that can make a difference in our lives. And there's so many animals out there that need homes, and there are people who could really benefit. I've met a number of people, particularly over the last couple months, who have been through various situations, and they feel like they've been in the funk, and they just happen to get a dog, and they're like, this really brought me out of it.
Mm-hmm. Yes, that's for sure. I have heard that over and over and over again, even people going through good times but bad times. These dogs are there for you, and you may not think that they know what you're going through, but they do. My dog senses it. When I'm tired or exhausted, Rudy can sense it. Or when I'm depressed, even, that happens, people. Yes, we do all. We all get depressed at times, and he can sense it. And he's one of it's those times when he's just following me around, kind of keeping an eye on me.
Right.
So, yeah.
Of course, I have none
my mom
with me at the moment.
No.
I don't
know where
mine are. Where
are they all?
No.
Are they all in that pool of yours coming around?
No, they don't. They don't go in the pool early. No, they're. I don't know where they're at. They must be in another part of the house. It's kind of. It's sleep. It's the time of day that they're all napping. They've been a little crazy. They're crazy every morning early. We go out and we run and we walk and to the park. There's a park near my house, and now they're gonna sleep for a few hours so I can work.
Mm-hmm. And what are the names of all your dogs?
Chaco, Nestle, Hattie, and Gidget.
Oh, I remember you saying Gidget before. Chaco, Nestle. Do you have a
chocolate
Hattie. Fetish over there or what?
No. Chaco's named for Chaco Canyon up in the northeast corner of New Mexico. And Nestle was, she's a yellow lab, but a friend had a yellow lab. She named Nestle. I don't know why anyone would name a yellow lab Nestle, named a Chaco lab Nestle. And so she ended up, my ex-husband let her basically name our dog, our new dog, when we got Nestle. And Hattie's named for Hattiesburg, Mississippi. She's a Katrina dog from Hurricane Katrina.
Oh, okay, okay. Oh.
And she's from not too far from Hattiesburg.
And now, the name of your book that you wrote about, is it about your one dog, or is it about...
It's about how I went from one to four. Like I said, I was this person who didn't even touch our family dog. Her name was Chaos. She was a German Shepherd. And it's about how I went from none to one to four. But really, ultimately, it's about how all those dogs led me to get a dog for my mom, Ginger. And Ginger made a huge difference for my mom. My dad died, and suddenly my mom was left on her own. And one of the things she said that was really important about Ginger was that Ginger was there. She was so used to my dad's presence in the house. I won't candy coat. My parents did not have a great relationship, but they'd been together a long time, and they existed together. And she said that it just really helped. She would hear the house had wood floors, and she would hear Ginger's nails clicking across the floor, and it just gave her so much comfort to have Ginger there. But it also was helpful because Ginger, she had to do things for Ginger. You know, she couldn't, my mom couldn't stay in bed because Ginger had to go out. Ginger needed to be fed, and that's what happens for a lot of people. And I really believe, too, that we look at my works in suicide, looking at suicide attempters, that this is something that people cling to have a dog or an animal to take care of, because it takes the focus off you. Because, you know, we get so caught up in things in our lives, and having something to take care of can really make a difference for us.
Yeah, I couldn't agree with you more, that's for sure. Okay, what is the name of the book, if anybody's listening and they want to get a copy of it?
It's Ginger's Gift, Hope and Healing Through Dog Companionship. It's easy to find. It's on Amazon and on my website, and absolutely easy. And there's actually a little bit of the book gets back to the ASPCA and the local dog organization here in Albuquerque. Mm-hmm. So it's a way of giving back as well, because all the dogs I have are rescue dogs.
Okay. Wow, Michelle, I really like this segment today. And thanks for coming on earlier. We appreciate you winging it with me here while we were waiting for John Party to call in. Will he ever call in? John Party, are you out there? Give us a call. He said he was going to call today, but he's been on the show before, back in April. So we'll get him on again, and we always checking in with John. He's going to be at the Kankakee Valley Park District Barbecue Fest in July, so he wants to be sure that all of our listeners out there are going to come visit him and watch him perform. And he just got an award at the CMA Fest for having his first top 10 song. I've played it on the show before. It's called Up All Night. But in honor of John Party, the missing John Party, we're going to play one of his songs now. So, Michelle, thanks so much for being on the show and talking about Ginger and Choco and Nestle, right? And
the whole
other
tribe.
One, wait. The
Hattie.
Whole tribe. Wait, I
Hattie.
Missed one.
And Gidget. Hattie and Gidget. Ginger was my mom's dog, so there would be five if you include Ginger. I know it's on and on. It's confusing.
Gidget.
And you have two G's
Gidget.
In there.
Yeah. Aw. Well, thanks so much. Okay, we're looking forward to talking to you next week. Do you want to give us a sneak peek into next week, or is that going to be a surprise?
That's going to be a surprise. But I will tell you that next week I will be calling from somewhere in Kansas, because I will be on the road.
All right. You're going to be doing some speaking on the road?
No, I'm going to be doing some traveling for a few weeks. So headed toward
we'll
the East Coast, and we'll see how the cornfields inspire me as I head that way.
That sounds great. I am always inspired by farms and cornfields, and the corn here is growing slow. I don't see how it's going to be knee-high by the 4th of July. It doesn't look like it, but, you know, a lot can change between now and then. We did have quite a bit of rain the last couple of days out here in the Midwest.
And you had to drive through quite a few cornfields when you're working in Rockford. You saw a lot
of
corn.
Oh, yes. Lots of corn and soybeans. Lots of that. Miles and miles
rural.
Of that. But I love it. It makes me, it's like being near the water, too, the cornfields
mm-hmm.
and soybean fields. It's very soothing, meditative. So, anyhow, okay, we'll look forward to talking to you next week. Thanks, Michelle and Gus, and you can get inspired
by
Michelle. And what's your website again, Michelle, for our listeners?
InspireByMichelle.com.
InspireByMichelle.com, and she's on Facebook and Twitter, folks. Thanks, Michelle.
I'm everywhere.
Talk to you next week.
Thanks, Dolly. Have a good week.
You too.
It's the Dolly McCarthy Show.
Have you been thinking about straightening your teeth and don't want to wear braces? Hi, this is Dr. Manal Ibrahim, American Board Certified Orthodontist and Invisalign Elite Provider. Here at Innovative Orthodontic Centers, I use the most innovative techniques to provide outstanding treatment to all my patients. And with Invisalign, the clearest way to a perfect smile, it is literally our secret that you're straightening your teeth. Come and talk to me about accelerated Invisalign, perfect teeth in half the time, and see what the buzz is all about. At Innovative Orthodontic Centers, we are also an impression free office. Can you imagine that? No more molds of your teeth. Using an intraoral scanner, we take a video of your teeth that gets sent right to Invisalign. Call 855-563-3735 or visit us at orthocenters.org. I look forward to meeting you.
Innovative Orthodontic Centers, voted best orthodontist in Naperville 4 years running. Call 855-563-3735. Start accelerated Invisalign the same day as your consult and receive an iPad mini. Stipulations do apply.
The Kankakee Valley Park District presents Barbecue Fest 2014 featuring 38 Special.
Vanilla Ice. Dustin Lynch.
Cranks the tractor.
Joe Dippy.
About a pickup man.
And John Hardy.
July 10th through 12th at River Road Park in Kankakee. Brought to you by Central Bank, Pepsi, Miller Lite, and the Kankakee County Visitors Bureau. Order tickets at 815-939-1311. For more details, log on to kbpd.com.
And we're back. This is Dolly McCarthy on The Dolly McCarthy Show. Thanks for tuning in, everybody. Yes, you just heard that commercial for Kankakee Barbecue Fest. And The Dolly McCarthy Show is a proud sponsor of that fest, July 10th through the 12th. Where our good friend John Party, who was supposed to call into the show earlier, I'm never going to let him down now for that, he's going to be performing on Saturday, July 12th, and we're looking forward to, I'm going to be introducing him, so I'm really excited about that, and we'll be, the Dolly McCarthy Show will be all over the festival interviewing people and interviewing the entertainers, including Dustin Lynch, another great country singer, Joe Diffie, John Party again, and on Friday night, guess who's going to be there? Vanilla Ice. He'll be there. I'll be chatting with him, as well as the gang 38 Special. You've heard Jim Peterick on this show before. So Jim's going to be there with his 38 Special band. Jim Peterick, you know, he also performs or sings with Ides of March and Survivor, Eye of the Tiger. Remember that song? And then there's going to be the Journey Experience. They sound like Journey. They act like Journey. They're going to be there, as well as dozens of other bands and great acts at this festival. It's going to be a great time. That's July 10th through the 12th at Kankakee Valley Park District Barbecue Festival. So be there for sure. Okay. There's something that's pretty exciting happening in Naperville. There's one of my favorite theaters. I took all the girls there the other night to see a movie, the Hollywood Palms Cinema. And the owner of the Hollywood Palms Cinema, Ted Balthrop, is on the line to talk about a special announcement. Hey, Ted. Are you there? Ted! Oops. Are you there, Ted? Uh-oh. I hope he's here. Let me see. Maybe you put me on hold. Ted, are you there? Well, okay, we're waiting for Ted to come on the line. Ted, I know that's you. Are you there? Ooh. Or maybe it's Marion. Marion. Maybe I'll take Marion. Marion, are you there?
Yes, I'm here, Dolly.
Oh, hey, Marion. Okay, I didn't give you a proper introduction. I'm so sorry, because I thought you were Ted. Ted calling in. Okay, we'll have Ted a little later. Ted, if you're listening, call in. It's time to call in. Marion Ruthage, she is the founder, executive director of I Support Community. And what's that all about? Let's talk to Marion about it. And there's going to be a really fun event that she's got planned that we'll talk about as well, too. So welcome to the show, Marion. Have you ever been on the Dolly McCarthy Show yet?
I have, Dolly. I was on one time last year, actually almost about exactly a year ago.
My goodness. It's been too long. You need to check in a lot more often. You know that. You're always welcome on the show. Okay, let's educate our listeners. We have a lot of new listeners now, because we're on 89.9 FM in Chicago, as well as WCKG and Slam Internet Radio. So last time you were on, we were only on Blog Talk Radio. So we have a lot more listeners. Let's tell them what I Support Community is all about.
I Support Community is a local nonprofit that is aimed at connecting people to charities to increase giving and volunteerism in the community. And we do that through our website, www.isupportcommunity.org, where it's actually, I always describe it as this Netflix of nonprofits. It's a really easy way to connect to nonprofits that share your passion. You can learn how to get involved. You can donate. You can watch video stories of all of the charities so you can really connect to them. And then we also hold monthly events through our Coffee Campaign Crew program, and it's various social networking and volunteer events geared as ages as little as young as ages 3 on up. So we host monthly events, and everything has a cause component. So even if it's social or networking, it always is connecting people to a cause in the community.
I love that. I just love that. And I love these video stories, too, especially with all the social media out there. And you get so much material, reading material. It's nice to see a video that kind of really just sums it up really quickly, includes everything in a video so you immediately know what this not-for-profit or charity event is all about. So I really like that whole idea. How did you come up with this idea? How did this all come about?
You know, in July of 2012, I'm actually a CPA by trade, and I was at a networking event, and they showed a video of the Hesed House. And it was just this incredible video, you know, really connected with me and made me think, oh, my gosh, you know, how can I help? What can I do? And when I left that meeting, I just had this vision, and I was like, why isn't there an online place where you can connect to stories like that of all the charities? Because I knew the story was powerful enough that people would give or get involved, and it didn't really matter where they were. I mean, it was just more of that emotional connection, and that was actually when the vision or dream of Ice Core Community came about. So that's how it all started.
Wow, that's fantastic. And how many of these video stories have you done so far?
So we have currently a little about 20 or 24 charity partners, and we have filmed close to 20 of those already. And each charity, actually, we host there's a bunch of video stories that we do on them because we know stories are better if they're a little shorter. So we have testimonial pieces, programs pieces. All in all, we have over 70 videos on our site already.
Wow. Wow. That's fantastic. And so do these not-for-profits also to show their videos on their own sites as well as your site?
We encourage our nonprofit partners to share those videos through their social media, and then as long as they are partnered with us, we have an agreement where they can actually embed them on their website for free, and then it's just a matter of if they embed them on there, then they also credit Ice Core Community so people are finding out about us as well since we're a nonprofit as well.
Yeah, so that's a win-win. And now you have an Ice Core Community family-friendly community event coming up. Why don't you tell us about that?
Yeah, so it's called the Causapalooza. It's on Sunday, August 24th in Naperville at the VFW from 11:30 to 3:30 in the afternoon. And it's really just going to be a fun event, live music, great barbecue food. We've invited all of our charity partners to come and display information about their causes. We're going to have a field day event for family members so you can get involved with your kids, do something fun. There'll be face painting. We're going to have a cookie decorating tent for a while. So it's just going to be a great way to get out, support us, and also connect to charities in the community. So anyone who's listening, please mark your calendars, August 24th, and we'll keep you posted when tickets and everything are available for purchase. That should be really soon. Within the next week or two, we'll have that all up and live so people can start buying tickets and signing up to come.
Well, fantastic. And the Dolly McCarthy Show is going to be one of your proud sponsors, so we will definitely keep all of our listeners in the loop to come to this Causapalooza, which I love the name. Causapalooza on Sunday, August 24th from 11:30 until 3:30 at the Naperville VFW Hall, which is just off of Jackson near the beach. And if you have never been to Naperville, you're invited to come, and it's right near the downtown area, which is a great spot for you to visit anyway. So, Marion, thank you so much for being on the show, and we look forward to promoting Causapalooza and supporting all the great things you do in the community. I just love how you feature all of these partners that are all working hard to provide charity and support to families in need, not just in Naperville, but all over the suburbs here of Chicago.
Well, thank you, Dolly, and thanks so much for supporting us. We really appreciate it.
Absolutely. Okay, we'll talk soon. Check in again soon, okay?
Okay, thanks. All I will. Take care.
Sure, take care. Bye-bye.
Bye-bye.
It's the Dolly McCarthy Show.
All right, John Party, you forgot to call into my show, but I will play one of your songs, What I Can't Put Down. But, you know, my favorite John Party song is Up All Night. And, John, going to come on the show. I promise you guys he will be back on the show. Must have been some little mix-up, but I don't know what it's like being on the road 24/7. So it must be kind of hard to keep track of all these stations you got to call into. So we appreciate it. We had a really good time talking to him back in April. So he'll be on again. Check in with us. We want to hear all about his recent appearance on The Bachelorette and his award that he recently got at the CMA Fest, and about him coming to Kankakee Barbecue Fest on July 12th. So we're looking forward to that. But I will play one of John's songs, but let me first make a couple, one of John's songs. Did that sound right? But first, a couple quick announcements. One of our partners, DuPage Credit Union, is asking you to donate today to the We've Got Your Back campaign and feel good knowing you are helping fill backpacks for hundreds of local students who are unable to afford them. And feel good knowing 100% of the proceeds raised will go to this worthy cause sponsored by DuPage Credit Union in partnership with the DuPage Regional Office of Education. To learn more or to make a donation, stop by a DuPage Credit Union branch office or visit dupagecu.com/community. That's dupagecu.com/community. Arthur Murray Dance Studio is having a summer guest. Oh, my God, this looks like so much fun. You know I love to dance, so you can join them for a complimentary night of wine, hors d'oeuvres, and dancing demonstrations and a group class. Fun for all the ages, all evening long. Come along, bring a date, bring your family and friends and maybe even your coworkers to the Arthur Murray Summer Guest Party. That's Friday, June 27th from 8 until 10, and it'll be held at their Naperville studio. And you can call 630-355-6240 to make a reservation. So please do RSVP. The number again is 630-355-6240, or check out Naperville Arthur Murray at yahoo.com. Actually, that's an email. You can email them to RSVP as well. And finally, I'm so excited about this. Last but certainly not the least, it's an event that I am so proud to be a part of. It's called Back for the Future. And this is going to be Friday, June 20th from 8 until 11. It will be held at the DuPage Children's Museum. That's 301 North Washington Street in downtown Naperville. And you can join fellow museum supporters for a night at the museum with a totally awesome DJ spinning 80s tunes, trivia. They're going to have major silent auction items, raffles, and dancing. You're going to love the dancing. It's 80s theme, so it's lots of fun. They'll have plenty of food and desserts and adult beverages. And I'm so proud they asked me to be the honorary chair. But I feel awful because I didn't do as much work as everybody else did. But I have been promoting it like crazy. My fingers have been plugging away on the social media to promote this event because it's a great cause. Tickets are only $75 a person. Come and support the DuPage Children's Museum on June 20th from 8 until 11. Come and hang out with me that night. It's going to be a blast. I hope you can make it there. More information is posted on my social media, Facebook and Twitter. So check that out as well. Save the date, Friday, June 20th. Back for the Future for the DuPage Children's Museum. And finally, one more thing. Next week, we are going to have on the show, if not John Party, depending upon the schedule, but definitely we are going to have Michael Lynch. He performed on The Voice, the national TV show The Voice. Some of you may remember him. Lots of you probably remember him. He has an incredible voice, and it's so such an amazing voice that even Christina Aguilera got up and jumped on stage and was singing with him. What an amazing compliment there. He's going to be in Naperville at Potter's in downtown Naperville. Potter's, it's a Mexican restaurant. I love that place. That is going to be June 19th, and then he's going to perform again on the 29th. So it's a Thursday night, June 19th, Michael Lynch, and then again on Sunday the 29th, Michael Lynch will be performing again. So we've got the full interview with Michael Lynch, the whole inside story of how he got started. You know he's from Wheaton. So we have that interview, and we will bring it to you next week for sure. Okay, now, everybody, here is John Party with his new release, What I Can't Put Down.
I knew the first time should have been the last time I ever let the whiskey touch my lips. Cause the devil wears black and he goes by Jack, and he's really good at helping me forget. Walking around with a cigarette lid on that old dirt road, I lit my first smoke, and I knew right then it wouldn't let me go. And it's all or nothing, so keep it coming. Let that feeling run through my veins. Ain't no stopping, keep on rocking, yeah. It seems I'm always, yeah, I'm always picking up what I can't put down. Yeah, I'm always picking up. Can't put down. She looked my way and looked back again. Got a different kind of high when I touched her skin. When she laid it on me, she rocked my world. I knew I'd never get away from that girl. And it's all or nothing, so keep it coming. Let that feeling run through my veins. Ain't no stopping, keep on rocking, yeah. I'm always, yeah, I'm always picking up what I can't put down. Yeah, I'm always picking up what I can't put down. My first smoky bar, cranked up the amp and played this guitar, and I'm singing along by the end of the night, and I knew I finally got one thing right. And it's all or nothing, so keep it coming. Let that feeling run through my veins. Ain't no stopping, keep on rocking, yeah. It seems I'm always, yeah, I'm always picking up what I can't put down.
That was John Party, What I Can't Put Down. Hey, John, we're looking forward to talking to you soon. I wanted to let everybody know we had Ted Balthrop from the Hollywood Palm Cinema supposed to be calling in, but he just called me now and said he got caught up with something. So anyway, wanted to give you the details. Alrighty, I don't know what happened there. You know how good I am with this board. Thank you, Love and Money. We had Love and Money entertain us for a moment there. Okay, we finally got Ted from the Hollywood Palm Cinema on the line. Hey, Ted.
Hello. How are you? Sorry, I've been trying to get through.
Oh, I'm glad you finally got through. I wasn't sure if you were going to get through, so that is awesome. Ted has a pretty exciting announcement to make about something that's happening in the town that I'm living in, Naperville, Illinois, just outside of Chicago. So if you're listening anywhere in the world, this is where the show is based, and Ted is kind of my neighbor over there at the Hollywood Palm Cinema. So, Ted, tell us the good news.
Well, we do have the crew arriving tonight and going over the format for tomorrow for Who Wants to Be a Millionaire. We're having the auditions for that show. So there's people flying in from all over the country, and they're open auditions as well. So I know a lot of hotels are booked around here, but there'll be quite a few people lined up. They run from 7 o'clock in the morning to 7 o'clock in the evening. And my understanding is that they do it in three different cuts, and you get to take a test and all kinds of good stuff. So it'll be a busy day around here.
Wow, that's really exciting. Well, a couple of things. How did you guys get noticed? How did you guys get picked for something as big as the Who Wants to Be a Millionaire, a national TV show, finding the Hollywood Palms cinema and holding your auditions there? How did it all happen?
There's a cut that in finding out about us. Actually, you know, the theater is probably the most high-profile theater outside of New York and L.A. In the entertainment community, especially because we do so many celebrity events. I mean, we have something here almost every month in terms of guests coming in from Burt Reynolds to host their films and Richard Dreyfuss. We had Robert Englund last Halloween, who was, of course, Freddy Krueger. We had the Hanson brothers during hockey season, which was very popular, if you remember, from the movie Slapshot.
Mm-hmm.
Tony Curtis used to come by every year, and was a good friend of ours. I'm the one that got the Munchkins their star in the Hollywood Walk of Fame, and we were originally turned down, so I kind of had to gang up on the mayor of Hollywood. And so I had letters coming in from every major studio except for Paramount and Disney, who we had actually made phone calls into him about. And then, Roger Ebert's favorite theater, he was nice enough to send in the letter for us, and Leonard Maltin did for me. And then George Lucas, Steven Spielberg, Ted Turner, Robert Osborne from Turner Classic Movies, Hugh Hefner, because he's a big movie guy, and I don't know if he gave the last couple million bucks to save the Hollywood sign out in Hollywood, too. So he wrote a letter to the mayor. So it all kind of ganged up, so they got the preeminent place right in front of Grauman's Chinese, and we it was the Walk of Fame ceremony that had more coverage than any other one they've ever done before, and it was the first one to ever make the front page of the Los Angeles Times. So we were quite prominent in both local and national newscasts. We've had CNN and all those people out here on a regular basis for our events. We've got, for instance, a Transformer car, one of the cars from the movie, in the lobby right now, and we've got another one coming from Jump Street in a day or two. So there's always something happening here.
There certainly is. And if you've never been to this theater, folks, you've got to check it out. It is just amazing. Everywhere you look, there's a feast for the eyes. Seriously, I was in the theater, the Wizard of Oz theater, the other night, and you just can't stop looking around. There's something somewhere in every corner, nook and cranny of the theaters. There's a theme. And in that Wizard of Oz theater, don't you have some of the original monkeys or statues of the flying monkeys or something? What's unique about that?
Because of my association, there's only one of the Munchkins that is now left, the original one that actually handed the big lollipop to Judy Garland in the movie, and he's part of the Lollipop Guild. The one in the center is still left. But once upon a time, there were quite a few more, and we would have them come every year to host screenings of the movie. And we still do the screenings every year. We're the largest attended screening for The Wizard of Oz in the world. and so they were good friends of mine and missed them all very much. But so we do something Wizard of Oz at every theater I'll build. We'll do something. And in this particular location, we did the Witch's Castle. So I had the principal characters and the witch and the monkeys all sculpted. So those aren't from the movie, because those were costumes. But I do have over here the costumes of several of the Munchkins that they gave me. They wanted to make sure that they were well taken care of and put on display. And they knew that I wouldn't turn around and sell them on eBay or something like that.
Yeah,
so we,
right.
You know, so they're going to go down in history, just like Bertha Gale. And then we'll make sure they're taken care of for all time. So we've got those types of things. Even actually right now sitting next to a pair of the ruby slippers that were not from the original movie, but one of the Munchkins bought Western costume and made the original shoes. Made another couple dozen pairs, I think, on the 20th anniversary of the film. And that's the only ones they've ever made. And he latched onto those and used to run around on very short legs telling people that Judy gave him, Garland gave those to him personally so he could draw more attention to personal appearance.
Well, Ted, it's so, your cinema, your theater there is just amazing, and all the things you have in there, and the people that you bring in, the celebrities you bring in. Now, what is the connection, your connection? Are you from Hollywood area? What brought you to Naperville?
No, I I'm a native Texan, but I spent a lot of my life when I was young and later on in this area. I went to Downers Grove South High School, which is not far from here. And when I was president of the class there, which was, they had TVs back then anyway. And I had a little band called Styx performing at the school when in the gymnasium when they had the number one hit in the country, managed to catch the principal into having
a
rock concert there. So I liked it a lot, and it was cool to be 17, 18, and 19 and be in the rock business and have bands like Styx working for you. So I kind of leveraged up and did that for quite a while. And then industry was going in a direction I wasn't really very comfortable with. And went looking for to own my own theaters. I thought the economics would work better. If you owned your own, and ended up in Indianapolis, actually, which was where all my relations are from, and took care of my grandparents for a few years, and decided to build go and do with movie theaters what I had planned on doing with live entertainment theaters. And so now we can sit back in big comfy chairs, and we were the first one to ever do dinner and a movie. You see some of those coming up now and then, poking up some of the imitators, but I did the very first one where you could have, a great hamburger or a pizza or appetizers from cocktail, those types of things, and a beer or a martini or a pitcher of margaritas while you watch the movie. And that was in Indianapolis back in 1991, and I had it there for 15 years straight. But while we were major builders of downtown Indianapolis back then, the political powers that be are major destroyers because they don't understand cities. And so I packed up everything and moved it back up here and opened a theater. And now this is the second one I've opened up here in Chicagoland. And hopefully we'll be doing some more in the not-too-distant future.
Well, I really wish the best for you. That theater, though, the Hollywood Palms, is fantastic. Love taking the kids there. It's like going to Disney World, one of their
Disney
rides.
Disney actually wanted me to build a theater there about 10 years ago when the Imagineers approached me, and I turned that down, which I think were some sound business reasons. But but yeah, we're often compared to that. I mean, it's called Hollywood Palms because I built basically a four-story greenhouse over for the lobby, and went down to Miami and picked out two semi-trucks full of palm trees personally and shipped them up here and designed the planters, and which the first year won the landscape award from that association. My good friend from Interior Tropical Gardens helped me pick them out, and we planted them. And
are those all real plants in there? Wow.
Yeah.
Unbelievable.
Yeah.
And then you've got beautiful waterfalls and just the statues,
yep,
the costuming, the themes. If you haven't been there, folks, you got to go check it out. And I love it. You got the lobby, and there's a bar area you can meet with your your friends in the bar before the movie and then enjoy dinner
watching
the movie.
We always think that's a good idea.
It's a great idea. It's a great place. And I hope you're doing really well there. And are you got any celebrities coming this summer that you want to plug?
I can give you a couple. We have the Sound of Music kids are confirmed now for October 3rd, 4th, and 5th. So we'll have actually eight of the kids from the Oscar-winning Sound of Music here in October. We've got a couple of Sin City actors coming in for Sin City in August. We are not quite ready to announce that yet. I'm waiting for one more confirmation so I can announce the complete lineup. And then we're in contact with a couple more on. We're just on the phone seeing if they'd like us to flying at age 93, and if she's wanting to fly out here, we'll have her in the fall sometime.
Mm-hmm. Mm-hmm. Sounds exciting, really exciting. And tomorrow, can anybody come to the Who Wants to Be a Millionaire auditions tomorrow? Going to be held at the Hollywood Palms Cinema in Naperville, just off of Route 59. So anybody could show up at 7 a.m., or do you have to make a reservation?
No, anybody can show up. It's an open call. They start letting people in at 7 o'clock, so some people that are avid and really thirsty for money might want to come in and line up a bit early. We're right at a corner from the Fox Valley Mall. If that will help people that's not familiar with the area, you can take 88 out and get off on 59 South, or you can, again, it's just northeast of the Fox Valley Mall.
Sounds really exciting. Now, my next question is, if you're not thirsty for money, which I don't know who isn't, and you want to just go to a movie, you can check out HollywoodPalmsCinema.com. Are the movies going to be going on tomorrow while all these auditions are taking place? Still going to be playing the movies tomorrow.
Yeah, we will be doing that. I think a lot of the people have some waiting to do while they go through the process, so we'll have something rather than just sitting and staring at palm trees, which, while great-looking palm trees and everybody loves a coconut, you know, we'll be something a little more entertaining.
Sounds good. Sounds really good. So congratulations to you for getting noticed from the producers, the powers that be over at Who Wants to Be a Millionaire. They picked a great spot, that's for sure. We love going to the show there. Again, if you've never been to the Hollywood Palms Cinema, check them out, HollywoodPalmsCinema.com, and get over there because it is something definitely to see for sure. Ted, thanks so much for calling into the show and letting us know about this exciting news that you're hosting the auditions for the Who Wants to Be a Millionaire TV show. Pretty cool.
Yeah, you make sure and be here early in line, too, so you can get back in time for your show tomorrow. And we can process. We'll hold you a spot.
I just might go. I'm actually thinking about it. I've never auditioned for a game show before, and I'm on the fence about coming.
You should just to say you've done it once. I went to see Elvis. Just to say I saw Elvis once, and it was his last tour. So, you know, you never know. It's,
wow.
There's some things you gotta take care of.
All right. Well, if I do go, I'll definitely check in. But I will be back to see another movie. Love your theater. Keep up the good work. And check in again, Ted.
Great. I appreciate it. Thank you.
Take care now.
Bye-bye.
Bye-bye.
Thanks for listening to the Dolly McCarthy Show.
Oh, you know what that means. My good friend Dan Ponce from WGN News is saying thank you. That means it's almost time to say goodbye. And on that note, let's end the show on a good note. Stay positive and be good, everybody. Be good to each other. And if you haven't already done so, please like the Dolly McCarthy Show on Facebook and follow us on Twitter at Good Dolly Show. Thanks to all my good guests this week on the show. We appreciate you calling in, and we appreciate you remembering to call in. Hint, hint, John Party. We're going to talk to you soon, John. Safe travels on the road, and thank you all again for listening, and we'll talk to you next week. Oh, by the way, forgot to mention, I have tickets to give away to the Michael McDermott and the Duke Street Kings concert at Naper Settlement. And please do go to my Facebook page or Twitter and retweet or send me a private message, anything you want. Send me a note, and I will randomly pick someone to win sponsor tickets to that concert at Naper Settlement on June 20th. Let me double check. I don't want to mess up the dates here. Yes, June 20th and the 21st. The 20th is Michael McDermott and the Duke Street Kings. That's, you know, one of my favorite bands. They're a Bruce Springsteen tribute band. They are amazing. And it's amazing to be at Naper Settlement for those concerts. Beautiful grounds of Naper Settlement. So check out Naper Nights at napersettlement.com. All right, thanks again, everybody, for listening. We'll see you all or listen to you all, talk to you all next week on the show. Thanks again. This is Dolly McCarthy signing off. Take care, everybody.
Wow, I feel good. I knew that I wouldn't. I feel good. I knew that I wouldn't. So good, so good. I got you. Oh, I feel nice. That sugar is fine. I feel nice. That sugar is fine. So nice, so nice. I got you. I feel nice, a sugar is fine.